Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Friday, June 7th. Coming up in today's episode, NDA members unanimously elect Narendra Modi as leader of NDA and the next Prime Minister. Priyanka Gandhi Vadra demands an investigation into NEET 2024 results. The constable who allegedly slapped Kangana Ranaut suspended. And European Union elections. First up, Nitish Kumar and N. Chandrababu Naidu have ended all speculations by officially endorsing Narendra Modi as the next Prime Minister and the leader of NDA. Bihar Chief Minister Mr. Kumar was called Paltu Kumar in January when he flipped from the India opposition bloc, which he helped create, to the BJP's side. Today he took a jibe at its former allies, stating the group has not done any work for the country. The JDU boss also declared, and I quote, "I will be with the Prime Minister at all times," unquote, in a response to critics expecting a sixth political U-turn in a decade. At a key meeting held in the Central Hall of Parliament today, NDA members unanimously endorsed outgoing Prime Minister Modi to be the next Prime Minister and the leader of the National Democratic Alliance. Key members to endorse Narendra Modi included Nitish Kumar representing JDU, N. Chandrababu Naidu from TDP, Chirag Paswan from LJP, Eknath Shinde from Shiv Sena, Ajit Pawar from NCP and various regional parties that collectively claim 293 seats in the Lok Sabha, marginally surpassing the 272 majority mark required to form government at the centre. BJP alone has 240 elected MPs. During the endorsement, Mr. Shinde said that Balasaheb Thackeray's Shiv Sena was a perfect ideological match for the BJP, underlining the Hindutva ideology, and said, quote, "Fevicol ka jod tootega nahi," unquote. Meanwhile, Prime Minister-elect Narendra Modi attacked the opposition's claim of tampered electronic voting machines or EVMs leading up to the elections. Mr. Modi said, and I quote, "When results were coming out on June 4th, I was busy with work. Phone calls started coming in later. I asked someone, numbers are fine. Tell me EVM zinda hai ki mar gaya." These people, the opposition, had decided to ensure that the people stopped believing in democracy and the democratic process of India. They continuously abused EVM, unquote. And next, Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra today alleged irregularities in the NEET 2024 results and sought a probe to resolve legitimate complaints. Taking to her official X handle, Priyanka Gandhi Vadra stated, and I quote, "First, the NEET exam paper was leaked, and now students are alleging a scam in the results. Serious questions are being raised over six students from the same center scoring 720 out of 720 marks. And various irregularities are coming to light," unquote. Notably, the NEET 2024 results have come under scrutiny by various stakeholders with allegations of irregularities and paper leaks. The National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test, or NEET, is necessary for medical aspirants. Around 67 candidates have bagged the top rank in the exam this year by scoring a percentile of 99.997. Of these, around 6 candidates had appeared for the exam from the same centre. The average mark out of 720 for qualified candidates is 323.55 for the 2024 exam, worrying some medical aspirants who fear a difficult admission process in medical colleges in the upcoming academic year. Ms. Gandhi Vadra also highlighted rising student suicides among NEET aspirants. Notably, a girl from Rewa, Madhya Pradesh and studying in Kota, Rajasthan, died by suicide as soon as the NEET 2024 results were announced. In response, the National Testing Agency has dismissed all allegations, attributing the high scores to changes in the NCERT textbook and the provision for grace marks for lost time at examination centres. And next, the CISF constable, who allegedly slapped newly elected Mandi MP and actor Kangana Ranaut at the Chandigarh airport for disrespecting farmers, has been arrested, sources told NDTV. A police case was filed against the accused constable Kulvinder Kaur, and she was also suspended after she allegedly slapped Ms. Ranaut on Thursday. The actor was on the way to board a flight to Delhi when the incident happened. The CISF constable said she was triggered by an old statement from Ms. Ranaut. Quote, "She gave a statement that farmers are sitting there for rupees 100. Will she go and sit there? My mother was sitting there and protesting when she gave this statement, unquote. She said, referring to the farmers' protest in 2020-2021 against the now-repealed three farm laws passed by the centre. During the height of a nationwide agitation, Ms. Renouth had remarked in a social media post that an elderly woman present at the site was being paid rupees 100 to sit there. After facing widespread backlash, the actor deleted the post. While there is a viral video of the new MP-elect being escorted by security guards, the alleged slap was not captured on camera. But Ms. Renouth later uploaded a video on social media and said this incident proves there's a sharp rise in extremism in Punjab. Breaking from breaking news, Cricket World Cup debutants USA shocked the world by defeating former T20 World Cup champions Pakistan on Thursday. While experts and cricketers have been discussing multiple angles like pitch, play, efforts, mistakes and so on, it is the Pakistani fans who are going viral. One woman with smeared eyeliner and tear-filled eyes spoke at length in Punjabi about Vakhra heart attack because her players lost without putting any effort. She could not accept that the Pakistanis, according to her, just stood there. While another fan got into a heated exchange with Azam Khan after he got out on a duck. Khan gave angry reactions to fans, expressing disappointment as he walked back to the pavilion. Now, back to news. It is the second day of voting for the European Union in the massive cross-country polling exercise. An exit poll after the elections kicked off in the Netherlands on Thursday confirmed that Geert Wilders' far-right PVV party could make big gains. Although a coalition of pro-European parties pushed the PVV into second place amid a bigger turnout than the previous EU elections, Wilders' party looked to have made the biggest gains of the night. However, just 3 days before the European elections kicked off, French President Emmanuel Macron gave a televised interview to French TV channels and claimed Europe could find itself at a standstill if the far-right wins EU elections. Since the last EU election in 2019, populist, far-right and extremist parties now lead governments in three EU nations, are part of governing coalitions in several others, and appear to have surging public support across the continent. Far-right parties in France, Belgium, Austria and Italy are front-runners in the EU elections. According to CNN, some 373 million people across the European Union are eligible to vote in the elections for the next European Parliament. Voting for the 27 member countries started on Thursday and will go on till Sunday to elect 720 members of the Parliament, which will play a crucial role in shaping the priorities and political direction of the bloc for the next 5 years. Remember that Britain is no longer a part of the EU after the famous Brexit movement, where it severed ties from the Continental Union. Media reports suggest immigration, climate change, security and support for Ukraine are key issues that matter across the bloc for this election. And lastly, astronaut Sunita Suni Williams is finally back home to the International Space Station. On her third journey to space, Indian origin astronaut Sunita Williams is back to what she described as her home in space, the International Space Station. To celebrate her arrival at the space station, she performed a little dance and hugged the seven other astronauts aboard the ISS. Miss Williams and Barry Butch Wilmore went to the ISS aboard the first human test flight of Boeing Starliner and docked safely on Thursday, late evening according to Indian time. They were welcomed by the ringing of a bell, which is an old ISS tradition. That's all for today. You were listening to the News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.